couple of years ago, I returned from a pilgrimage, and I was gone for 2 weeks. You know, when I travel, like many of you, I don't want to come home to a messy house, you know? So I spend all the time making sure it's just right. So you come home exhausted, you don't have to do laundry, I take the trash out, I make sure there's no dishes in the dishwasher, you know, that kind of stuff. And so I came home, and nobody had been in the house for 2 weeks, and there was this really awful smell in there, like somebody something had died in there while I was gone, you know? You ever had that happen? And until this last year, I haven't had a very good sense of smell, so it has to be pretty bad for me to smell it, you know? And so I got busy, and I aired the house out, and I thought, oh my gosh, what am I going to do? And after I got the whole house aired out, I narrowed it down to the kitchen. And so I poured a box of a big thing of baking soda down the garbage disposal, you know, first thing I did was check the potatoes. I had a rotten potato once. Boy, there's nothing worse than a rotten potato. Well, a rotten turkey, that's even worse, but we won't go into that. We had one of those at St. Matthew's. Somebody accidentally unplugged a refrigerator once, and we found it 6 months later. Although our refrigerator had to be thrown out. Well, finally, you know, I started moving pots and pans. I thought, what the heck is this? I thought I'd have to call a plumber or something. Well, I finally got to the top shelf of the pantry, and you can't really see what's up there, but nothing but cans. I thought, well, it can't be a can. So I started taking cans down. I got about half of them down. And then I got to a can that wouldn't move. It was stuck to the shelf. I brought a prop, although you've all seen a can. I don't know why I brought this, but not this can. You know, I had to get on a ladder, and when I went up there and looked, here's all this black goop, about this much. You know, there were about 10 cans that were involved in this, but there was this one that wouldn't move. And I finally pried it off, and it, darn if it didn't have a hole in the bottom of it. I don't know how a can would get a hole in it, but I'm sure I didn't buy it that way. Anyway, I picked it up, and all this black stuff is coming out the bottom. Yeah, ew. So I threw it in the trash, and you can imagine what it would have smelled like if I actually opened it. People that love sin are like this, though. They open a can that's really awful and smell it, and they like it, you know? No, none of you know what that's like. I think Jesus, as I was thinking about this gospel, I remembered that, and I thought, you know, we do have a tendency to judge situations and people by what's on the outside. We think if only I have the lawn mowed and my house looks good on the outside, that's what matters for my neighbors. But we don't, the inside is something else, isn't it? Or what matters is how much money I have or how good I look, you know. But that isn't beauty. Mother Teresa of Calcutta was no beauty on the outside, you know. But on the inside, you can't find anybody that was more beautiful. And so our Lord cautions us not to judge by external appearances. We can be doing all the right things, but our heart may be very far from God. And so he warns us not to judge the peaches by the cover. You know, my can looked good on the outside. None of that goop was showing from where I was standing. And I couldn't smell it until I locked up the house for 2 weeks. So sometimes we have to discern. I noticed a picture of a person in the entertainment industry about 2 weeks ago. I won't say who this is out of charity, but it was somebody that's had many facelifts and makes a lot of jokes about it. And now, you know, a facelift's not a sin. I don't want you to think I'm saying that. It may be a waste of money, but it's not a sin. But this person, I looked at her, and it looked like she was caught in a wind tunnel, you know? Or that the back of her head had been caught in a rice picker. I thought, oh my God, this lady obviously has spent too much time looking in the mirror. The Lord wants to warn us against an excessive preoccupation with how we look and how the appearance of things in our lives. he goes right to the heart. You know, human beings can't always see the heart. Usually, if we really love somebody, we can read their heart. But, you know, it's very easy to judge people by externals. And our Lord doesn't like this. We fortunately do not have dietary laws like they did at the time of Christ. You know, they had all this hand washing. This was originally for priests. And as you know, I wash my hands to symbolize the cleansing of sin before we celebrate the Eucharist. And all of the Eucharistic ministers wash their hands, you know, because of the flu thing and everything. The last thing I do is wash my hands before I come in here. And after shaking all of your hands, that's a good idea. But on second thought, don't we have unclean foods? Really? What would be an unclean food? Pork, white pork. Well, that's a Jewish unclean food, but I had bacon this morning, and I don't think I was maybe too much bacon is unclean, right? But not because it's not kosher, it's because it's bad for you. Too much sugar, trans fats, chemicals, excessive chemicals. Too much soy. That's my problem. Yeah. Before I learned about my soy problem, I couldn't smell anything. When I came here, I had no sense of smell. And now that was pretty helpful in Tillamook sometimes. I've got some friends in Tillamook listening to this, but, you know, when the wind shifted, sometimes those cows could get pretty pungent, you know. But that's why the bishop sent me there, because I couldn't smell anything. But what is the spiritual food that I eat? What makes me unclean is not what comes into my body. It may make me sick. But that's not uncleanness in the sight of God. And I want to read this list again. It's hard to listen to because we all can find ourselves somewhere in this at some time in our lives. Hear me, all of you, and understand. Nothing that comes outside can defile a person. But from within people come evil thoughts, unchastity, theft, murder, adultery, greed, malice, deceit, licentiousness. Anybody know what licentiousness is? Envy, blasphemy, arrogance, folly. All of these come from within, and they defile. Well, the first thing I think we need to do is if we have a pantry, we have a pantry in our soul, in a sense, and it's filled with all kinds of canned goods and things. And occasionally, we find a peach that's spoiled. You know, this year I eat a lot of peaches at this time of year, and if there's a bad one, it'll spread to all the other ones. So you got to get it out. But first, you got to be able to recognize a bad one from a good one. Maybe you're like me, you don't have a good nose, and you can't tell, or we like something that's spoiled. Maybe it's fermented, you know, but after it goes down, it can cause a lot of problems. So our Lord is trying to save us from a lot of misery or making other people miserable with spoiled peaches that probably ought to go in the garbage disposal, right? So one way that we can get our nose tuned up is by having and I mentioned this before, an examination of conscience. If there's something in my life, one of those on that list or something that is a kind of an impurity. For example, our Lord mentions blasphemy. That represents any speech thing that we shouldn't be saying, like talking about others or tending to use vulgar words or taking the Lord's name in vain. If I have one of these problems or complaining too much, that's, you know, I'm going to get up in the morning and I'm going to say, Lord, I'm going to try to watch my speech today. I pray that you'll help me. And then sometime during the day, we ask ourselves if we've found any spoiled peaches in the day. And where have I had some good peaches? You know, if I said something, have I been thanking God, and, you know, canning those good peaches? And so in this way, we begin to train ourselves. If we don't examine our lives, we're not going to grow spiritually. You have your issues, and I have mine. We all have things that we need to be careful of, rotating the cans so they don't get spoiled, you know, and not accepting ones that are already got a hole in them somewhere. So our Lord offers us many ways in which we can become more pure. We have to ask ourselves what's on the menu, you know. Every day I want to get a good helping of Jesus in my life, and he will help me to be full of the good things. And We can tell by what we say and what we do. It's not what comes in, it's what goes out. But if I'm not bringing in good, healthy things, I'm going to begin to expel bad things from within me. Another way that we can help this is by listening to the scriptures. Did I hear all three readings? It's hard to do that on Sunday, so I would take them home and pray over them during the week. That's why we put them in the bulletin. To read the scripture even a little bit during the week, find one passage that helps you and keep it with you all week. In this way, we begin to be more and more converted by the Holy Spirit. And he cleans out the pantry for us and helps us to identify things that are going to make us sick in the long run. To listen to what the church teaches, to listen to our Lord speaking, to pray to God every day. Do I talk with God? If I'm in a situation that's tough, do I ask him for help? Do I ask him to help me with the impurities that we all have, our life is all about being purified. And so God wants to help us with this and not to deny it. Do I need to go to confession? Do I have a major spoiled can that we want to throw out and be sacramentally cleansed? It's a wonderful sacrament, and God gives it to us for our benefit. So our Lord offers us many opportunities to get the peaches off the shelf that don't belong there. And if you have a can of spoiled peaches on the counter, God has a remedy for you. And if you would prefer, however, to keep them in the pantry spoiled, may I suggest that you plug your nose.